Okay, now what would you, just, what would you call the thing that you hit nails in?
Hammer.
Okay, you have any other names?
Well, sometimes grab them with a hatchet and had a, what they call a hatchet, you know, and had a blade on one side of it, and a hammer on the other, you know, on the other side.
Okay, let's see if it's working all right. Okay, what, if you had a wagon and two horses, what would be the long wooden piece between the horses?
That's a wagon tongue. Yeah.
Sure. If you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you'd have to back him in between something.
Back in between the shafts. Yeah.
Okay. See, what's the steel outside of a wagon wheel? Steel thing outside of a wagon wheel. Is it anything that's called?
Wagon tires? That's around the wheel?
Yes, sir. Something that would be...
That was, it was iron or steel. Mm-hmm. It was iron.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see here. When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what would you call a bar of wood that the traces of that pass into?
They're
the
single tree. Single
tree?
Yeah. The old single tree.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Now, if on the wagon, if you had two horses and each one had a single tree, what would you call a thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the two horses together?
Well, that would be a double tree.
Double tree. If a man has a load of wood in his wagon, he's driving along, what would you say he was doing with that wood?
Well, he was hauling wood.
Any other names you could think of?
Well, he'd just be a hauling wood for the burn in his fireplaces.
Okay. If there was a log across the road and you tried to get it out of the way, you'd say that you tied a rope to it and did what to it to get it out of the way?
Well, you pulled it out of the way, yanked it out of the way.
Would there be anything else? Any other kind of words you'd use to describe that?
Well, rolled it out of the way. We got the ball.
Okay. What's the thing that you break the ground with in the spring? First thing you use in the field when you're getting ready to plant.
Well, you use a plow.
Okay. And after you've plowed, what would you use to break the ground up even finer?
Oh, you use a hammer or a disc.
Okay. What would you call the thing that the wheels of a wagon fit onto?
Well, it goes on to the axle.
Okay.
It has a spindle. The wheel goes on the spindle. And the spindle is fit up on the axle.
Okay, what do you call the frame, the X-shaped frame that you lay a log across to chop it into lengths for a stove? Be a X-shaped frame that you...
Yeah, they call it. Wood racks. They build a wood rack to lay a log, you know, saw it.